Scientists placed a Yankee, a Southern boy, and a Miami girl in the same room to observe how they interact with each other. For reasons unexplained, they created the Mani, Roy, and Loren morning show. If they see other humans, they tend to make immature jokes, so we place them on the radio for your safety.
Once I get lubed up, I'm ready to go. I'll talk to anybody.
Okay, that experiment failed.
Kiss 95.1, home of Charlotte's morning show. Mani, Roy, and Loren.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Why'd you start like that?
I was going to decide what hello I was going with.
Oh, well, that's not allowed today. It's
no,
Friday.
It's fry yay. You get french fries, you get yay. You get fry, you get yay.
Yeah.
Fry yay.
It's
Friday! Woot! Woot! Woot!
Is how you open a show.
Good. Yes.
Okay. All right. Sorry. We got a lot on our mind. Something big came up yesterday on the MRL show, and it's one of those days where it's like unexpected, but it shows you how cool our job is when we can influence something. We're going to tell you guys about Tiffany Johnson from Concord, who is a shark bite victim. She's been all over the national news, all over the local news. And we're helping her kids out today, help raise money for mom and her medical bills.
Yeah, we'll have more details on that as the morning comes together.
You know what this weekend is too?
What?
Father's Day.
It is.
Listen to my son Dean and his schoolmates sing me that Father's Day song when I went to his class for donuts with dad. You want to hear this?
Yes.
All right, listen to this. Beautiful, huh?
Aww.
That's the first of many shows I'm sure I'll have to go to
yes,
for him.
Yes, you will. Yeah. Mm. And then expect if he ever gets into theater, you're going to be doing a lot more shows late at night.
Mm. If he ever gets into theater.
Theater.
Yeah. Well, happy Father's Day, everyone. It is on Sunday, so don't forget. Loren was in here with Roy going over Dallas's Father's Day gift.
Don't say what it is.
I'm not going to say what it is.
It's a brand new car.
Are you getting it online or you have to go somewhere to get it?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just Sunday's the day.
Well, I tried to do it yesterday, and I had my hands full with cash.
I can take you somewhere where you can get them in person.
Okay. All right, cool.
There's a place you can go.
You know a guy? You got to meet him in an alley?
It's an alleyway in a trunk, and everything's half off. It's fantastic.
My man.
We're going to tell you about the record amounts of money being spent on Father's Day, and we're also going to tell you the vacation behavior of states and cities. Like, in other words, states and cities. Some of them aren't using their vacation, like cities in the Midwest.
Who are you people?
Right? Let's discuss in about 8 minutes. Caught up in your show. Coming up in just about 10 minutes from now, you're going to hear from Tiffany Johnson. She's from Concord. She was scuba diving or snorkeling, I guess, right?
Yeah, snorkeling.
And she came face to face with what she thinks was a tiger shark. You'll hear her story, and we're going to tell you how we are going to help her kids raise some money to help pay some medical bills for mom. That's coming up in just about 10 minutes. Lorraine, aren't you curious to know what states and what cities aren't using their vacations?
Yes, because I feel bad for them.
Like,
I
want
to shake them.
We go over our vacation time. We take so much vacation.
Yeah, we're going to our bosses, and he's like, you ain't got nothing left.
And get this. I had a conversation with one of the other morning shows here. I was when we were at our boss's party. He said, every weekend, you're blocked out that you're busy. And I'm like, yeah. He's like, well, why? And I'm like, well, on the weekends, I go do things. I don't know. I don't know. I go vacation.
Right. You get out of town.
I do. I love getting out of town, man.
Let's see. This is from Project Time Off. They looked at the behavior of all 50 states and the 30 largest metro areas to determine which areas are the best and worst at taking their vacation days. So the five states with the most unused vacation days go as this: Oklahoma, South Dakota, Alaska, New Hampshire, and then Idaho is number one.
These people do not take vacations.
They do not. They are the worst, leaving over 78% of their vacation time on the table.
Listen, if you live in any of those states, you need a vacation more than anyone.
You need to get out of those states.
Maybe, I don't know. Alaska and New Hampshire, I hear, are beautiful.
Maybe they don't know there's another part of America. Maybe they don't know there's a thing called a beach. Like, maybe...
employees in Idaho are the worst, like we said. Washington, D.C. and San Francisco are the worst cities, leaving over 64% of their days. Isn't the government always on vacation?
That's true.
Yeah, they take every holiday. I think they took Flag Day just this past week. Mm-hmm.
Five cities with the most unused vacation: Boston, L.A., Tampa, and then, like we said, San Fran and D.C.
Well, Tampa and, like, L.A., you're on vacation all the time if you live in those cities.
I don't understand why they're not taking them, though. That doesn't make sense to me.
You work really hard. I want you to take your vacation.
Right. Or, you know, and I'm also a big proponent of the employers that offer unlimited vacation.
Me too. Can you find me one?
No, seriously, because a lot of big tech companies are leaning towards that, because if you hire the right people that are passionate about their work, mm-hmm. they're going to take a reasonable amount of time off. They're not going to take...
Right.
A lot of time off.
Five states with the least unused vacation days. These are the states that eat up all their vacation days. Mm-hmm. Wisconsin, Alabama, Arizona, Hawaii, makes sense, mm-hmm. and Maine.
Good for them.
I thought this was the strangest study that I'd ever seen.
I don't even understand the correlation. I don't understand.
Right? You can't. It's hard to say. Like Hawaii, you understand. Right. Like, people are taking vacation days in Hawaii because the weather's beautiful mm-hmm. and you want to go surf. But, like, why are people eating up all their vacation days in, like, Maine? That's the number one state.
Yeah, it's strange.
That leaves no vacation left on the table. And New York City's not on there. Neither are the Carolinas. Strange, right?
Very.
The Carolinas have mountains and beach, which is, you know, a good tourist thing. People can go either way.
Just real quick, Loren, you're buying something for Dal for Father's Day.
Yep.
You're going to be part of a record-setting $15.5 billion that are spent on dads this year nationwide. $15.5 billion.
Wow.
Mm. All right, we're going to talk to Tiffany Johnson coming up here in 20 minutes. She's from Concord.
And listen very closely, because her kids want to help her out. And they want to do something really special. And we're going to try to make this come true. But we need your help. We need the community to come together. Let's talk to Tiffany Johnson, who got bit by a shark. That's all coming up less than 10 minutes. Yeah!
So this story was, I guess it hit Monday or Tuesday of this week. Her name is Tiffany Johnson, and she is part of a beautiful family up in Concord. She was in the Bahamas.
On a cruise.
And so you stop at different ports, and she stopped at the Bahamas.
You have excursions. You get off the boat.
And she decided to go snorkeling. When she was down in the water snorkeling, she came face to face with a shark.
We're going to tell you something really cool we're doing with her three kids, but listen to this. We're going to have the full interview coming up in about 30 minutes, but I just wanted to get a clip out there for you guys. Tiffany's probably told this story 1,000 times already. I know she's told it Today's Show, Good Morning America.
She's on a Good Morning Britain today.
Hello.
Yeah.
But here's a little bit of Tiffany's amazing miracle story.
Yeah, my husband and I went on a cruise. Our last stop was Nassau, and we wanted to snorkel and parasail. And after parasailing, we jumped on a little boat and went out to a snorkel site. My husband and I were snorkeling for a good 20 minutes together, but he started to feel queasy, so he went back to the boat, and I just kind of stayed out there for a little longer. And it wasn't but 10 minutes after he went back to the boat that I felt a bump or a tug on my arm, and I casually looked to see what I had bumped into, and I was face to face with a shark. He had my arm in his mouth.
Wow.
And it was just surreal. I mean, we were just staring at each other for a few seconds because he was kind of just floating there waiting for me to make a move. And of course, when I tried to pull back, that's when we began to struggle. But, you know, of course, fear was all over me. But when we began to struggle, I had this supernatural God-given strength that just rose up from inside. And I just remember thinking, I'm not going to die here. He is not going to take my life.
Yeah.
And I was able to pull away because he took my arm. But I swam away from him, praying the entire time. I screamed out, help me, Jesus. You know, and I had my arms raised and swam back to the boat. My husband had jumped in after he heard me screaming and met me and kind of assisted me the last little bit. And I was able to get back in that boat. And I'm telling you, the minute I hit that boat, I had just the peace of the Lord so strong on me. It was tangible. I can't even explain it. It was just, it was amazing. And I actually was the one that was telling everybody what to do. I said, okay, get me a towel, get me something to stop the bleeding, you know, and they're running around.
Tiffany. Yeah. And we'll play more of that interview at 7 this morning. We have a lot more to get to, but first of all, a scary experience.
Yeah.
A petrifying experience for Tiffany Johnson.
As you can imagine, there's going to be a lot of medical bills associated, you know, with getting the prosthetic. And then, of course, just moving forward. She's going to be out of work. She's going to be doing a lot of physical therapy. She's going to have a lot of medical bills. She has 3 little kids, right? 3?
Yes.
She's got a 6-year-old named Kylie. She's got a 4-year-old named Luke and a 2-year-old named Natalie. They're just the perfect, just beautiful family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, adorable. And we've been in touch with the family ever since, you know, this story broke. And the kids wanted to do something to help mom. They wanted to start a lemonade stand. And we wanted to help them out. So we're going to be out today from 11 to 1 with the kids and mom, Tiffany herself. We're going to be at 7-Eleven on the corner of Pitt School Road and Concord Parkway. And we're going to be out there from 11 to 1 with the lemonade stand with the kids, trying to raise money for mom.
And thanks to our friends at 7-Eleven for letting us post up in the parking lot for a couple hours as we do this. Loren, did you go get the lemonade yesterday?
I sure did.
All right. Awesome.
We have cups.
Great.
Okay. That's a good start.
Great.
We're halfway there.
Do you know what the water to lemonade ratio is?
I have to read the instructions still.
The kids will know because kids make good lemonade.
Yeah, they do.
Everywhere you go all across the city, there's streets upon streets with lemonade stands all over them. And
the kids
know the mix. Oh, yeah. You don't have that in your neighborhood?
No.
Mm.
I drive through Dilworth and I see it quite often.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, out in Ballantyne, there always is.
Oh, and that was fancy neighborhoods.
But please join us or spread the word to anyone who could come out to Concord today. The MRL show, all 4 of us, Nicole, Loren, Roy, myself, Maney, will all be up there. Once again, the 7-Eleven is on.
The 7-Eleven off of Concord Parkway South. It's at the corner of Pitt School Road and Concord Parkway. Spread the word. Let's help these kids with the lemonade stand. We also want to thank our friends at Charlotte Agenda for putting this in their newsletter and helping us spread the word. We really appreciate them too.
And I would recommend hanging out at 7 o'clock to hear the full chat that we have with Tiffany about this just incredible survival story after one of our very own right here in the Queen City was attacked by a shark a couple weeks ago, which, by the way, the kids know that mom was hurt in the water, but they don't know all the details.
Yeah, very important.
So if you come out to 7-Eleven, don't start hollering, "Where's the shark attack girl at?"
Yeah. Or how big was the shark?
Yeah, like pull Tiffany to the side if you want to ask that. The kids, they don't want to, you know, make it very traumatic for the kids. So we appreciate you guys seeing. We'll see you today.
Coming up next with the Maney, Roy, and Loren Show.
BT Dubs, have we set a price on the lemonade? What is it going to be, $100 a cup?
No.
Good gosh,
probably just donations, right? Yeah. All right, so there's been trouble in paradise with Ellen and Portia. Those have been the rumors. But let's break down what's really going on. I'll tell you in the dirty coming up in 3 minutes.
This is the MRL Show.
So Billy Bush thought that whole TV tour thing was going to work out for him and he was going to be offered a ton of jobs. Well, apparently didn't pan out the way that he thought. He's still looking for a gig, and that's after all of these high-profile articles and interviews. Nobody's reached out to him at this point. He was on Today, Good Morning America. He did the cover story for The Hollywood Reporter, and unfortunately, it isn't panning out for him.
He had everything right in front of him, and then he all of a sudden tried to kick it,
right.
I guess you could say. And we know, Roy and I were out in L.A. for the Skinny for My Big Fat Fabulous Life, and Sean Robinson, who worked with Billy Bush on Access Hollywood.
She's got the behind-the-scenes scoop.
She said Billy was the type of guy that, like, no matter what the conversation was, he was always like, yeah, that's right, uh-huh, yeah, like, just kind of a follower of the conversation.
Yeah.
So, also, I heard the Today Show pays, like, $10 million for interviews. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure
I
they
just
don't
found
pay
that
$10
million. It's amazing how much TV pays for news
so
interviews.
So Billy Bush shouldn't have to work now, right? I mean,
no.
He's got 10 mil.
Yeah. Yeah. What does he need to work for?
All right. So we've been hearing rumors of trouble in paradise from Ellen and Portia for weeks now, maybe even months. But one source is saying that it is officially over, that Portia and Ellen have not been wearing their rings, slipping them on and off for the paparazzi to kind of throw everyone off the scent. But there is trouble in paradise, and at this time, it's really over. Now, that, of course, has not been confirmed by either Portia or Ellen, but we're definitely on top of it and keeping our eye on
it. Right, because I remember when Ellen's addressed these rumors in the past, saying, no, everything's fine.
Right. Portia came on the show at one point, too.
You know,
to address it.
Yeah.
I feel like when things are reported like this, there are some
truth.
There is some amount of truth to it. You know, sure. Like, look at Brad and Angie. Like, everyone thought that relationship was so solid, and there had been rumors of a breakup for months.
Didn't we actually get, like, one of the tabloids that are typically filled with lies? Like,
one of the rags.
Mm-hmm. Didn't we get one of those that actually predicted it before it happened?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because people, whether it's a gardener, whoever it is that hears or sees an argument, they go right to the papers.
Of course. All right, and if you're headed to the movies this weekend, Rough Night is out, rated R, more of an adult movie. And Cars 3, if you're looking for something to take kids to, Owen Wilson and Larry the Cable Guy. Of course, Manny, your son went and saw the premiere this week.
Do you want to hear his recap?
Yes, I'd love to.
Here's 4-year-old Dean's recap on Cars 3.
So, there's a derby and it's called the Thunder Hollow Speedway. Cars crash into each other. Aubrey, Dr. Damage, Chris Ramirez, and Rich Fritter and Chris Ramirez and Lightning McQueen and Reaction Storm.
All right, so he hasn't mastered the microphone yet.
He sounds like he's eating the microphone.
Yeah,
that's okay.
He sounds like Prince of Pal Roy.
From Cars 1.
Yeah, and what are their names?
I'm not going to tell
who. Okay. So he said there's other characters from Cars 1 that are back, and I asked him to tell me which ones were back, and this is the response I got.
I'm not going to tell who's back.
I'm not going to tell
He doesn't want to ruin it.
Are you
going to
tell us? Did you like Cars 3?
Yes.
Why did you like Cars 3?
Because it's so cool.
Should everybody go see it?
Yes.
And who is your favorite character in Cars 3?
RV.
I like that your son already knows, like, that you can't spoil a movie for someone.
Yeah. And my mom's in the background going, tell him about Cars 3.
Oh, it's adorable. Thank you, Manny. That's your dirty.
I love the mic work, man. Just this.
We got a phone slam for you guys. I call Max. Max is hiring for summer help, and I call as a high school senior who is not interested in working, just interested in making money. Get a good laugh coming up in 3 minutes.
Hey, want to get
hooking you up with that War of the Roses. If you missed it yesterday at 7:50, Mary thinks that Eric might be cheating on her after Eric took another girl to an event and not Mary. Why would Eric take someone else to an event, Loren? That's about the dumbest thing you can do.
Sounds sneaky.
All right, we got all the details coming up and test another relationship in under 10 minutes.
Charlotte's Morning Show.
Traffic.
It's Superhero Day at the Charlotte Knights. Go to kiss951.com right now and submit a photo of your little superhero for a chance to win a family pack of tickets. You can get 4 of them. A meet and greet with the superheroes and throw out the first pitch at the Charlotte Knights game on Sunday, July 2nd, 4th of July weekend. I'd also like to add that at 8:20 this morning, we're going to have Dad's last shot to get tickets. It's called Row from the Show. The Charlotte Knights were nice enough to give us 20 seats. So Dad's going to win 4 tickets today at 8:20. Plus, one lucky dad's going to get down on the field and rake the infield and be like an honorary grounds crew member. That's at 8:20 this morning. War of the Roses is next.
Good morning. Kiss 95.1. Catching cheaters. Damn. With the War of the Roses.
Mary is with us for War of the Roses today. And Mary, you and your boyfriend have been dating for 5 months. Why do you think he's cheating on you?
It was kind of weird. He and I met at this brewery when we were out with a bunch of our friends. I was with a couple of girlfriends and he was with a couple of his friends. And a couple of us actually hit it off. So I started dating him, and my friend started dating his friend. And a couple of weeks ago, there was an event that I didn't go to with him, But my friend and his friend ended up going to. So while they were there, my friend called me up afterwards and told me that she saw him there. I didn't even know he was going. And she saw him with another girl. And I'm just freaking out about it. He told me that I couldn't go to this thing because he didn't have another ticket. Yet he's there with another girl. I'm freaking out about this.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Let's find out who Eric sends the roses to. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go, guys.
This is Eric.
Hey, Eric, you're just the guy I'm looking for. My name is Lisa. I'm calling from Flowers for You. How are you today?
Good.
I have some good news for you. We are doing a retweet giveaway on Twitter, and one of your friends tagged you in a retweet. So congratulations. I have $125 in beautiful red roses for you to send to someone free of charge.
Really?
Yeah. All that we asked is that you tag us in the post when that person gets the flowers.
If it's free, I'll tag anything. Yeah. I mean, as long as there's no strings attached, I don't have to sign a contract or anything, right?
Nope. Nothing at all. I don't need any credit card information from you, Eric.
Okay.
All right. Let me pull up the page here. Who would you like to send these to?
All right. You can put a card to it.
I sure can. I have a romantic card. Would that be appropriate?
Yeah, that would be perfect.
Great.
Can you make it to Jody? You could say, thank you for everything you've given me. Looking forward to an incredible time for the rest of our lives. This is what love is.
That's such a sweet card. Sounds like you guys have been together for a long time.
Oh, we're engaged. So it should be,
what?
You know. Hello?
You're engaged to Mary, right, Eric?
Who's Mary?
The girl that's on the phone, your girlfriend of 5 months.
Eric!
She's on the phone.
Are you kidding me right now? I am freaking out right now. We've been together for 5 months. Are you kidding me? You're telling me you're engaged? We've been together for 5 months. 5 months? We're exclusive. You've been with me like almost every weekend. What the hell is going on here?
Well, it appears,
hello?
Mary, I think we just lost Eric. I think he hung up.
Oh, my God. Get him back. Get him back on the phone right now. We are talking this.
Hello?
Eric, why'd you hang up?
Look, I don't need to talk about this now, okay? I don't want to talk about this now, okay?
Well, why don't we explain what's even happening? You're on the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show. This is called War of the Roses. You're live with Kiss 95.1. Mary thought you were cheating after you were spotted at an event with another woman. What's going on?
I'm sorry. Look, Mary, I had a good time with you and everything. I just...
Why start a relationship with Mary when you're engaged to somebody?
She's really nice, man, and you know, you start getting cold feet, maybe. You start wondering greener pastures, but you know, I don't know. I
you are a dog. You are worse. You are the worst guy ever. I hope that you're happy with this girl, because I can't even imagine the kind of that you're going to put her through for the rest of her life. You know what? I don't ever want to see you again. I'm going to block you on every single social media. Don't ever talk to me ever again.
You know, alcohol can be a great spark for a relationship sometimes, and I think maybe that's
probably
what went down.
There's no excuse for the amount of asshole that you are right now.
Yeah, Eric, I don't really think you should be getting married when you're still dabbling in other relationships. Like, that's not a way to start a relationship.
I mean, obviously, I'm not dabbling anymore, right? I mean,
because you got caught.
You know what, Mary? You might get engaged soon, and then you might think the same thing, you know? You don't know.
You are the most twisted person. I would never waste somebody's time like this. 5 months. 5 months.
Hey, man.
I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine being on the other side of this.
Yeah.
You are the most terrible human being.
Still to come.
Awful human being. Terrible human being. That Eric.
That's what you get with the War of the Roses. So, you may have heard the story. It's been breaking nationally. A local woman right here in Concord, she got, she was a victim of a shark attack while she was vacationing in the Bahamas. Her name is Tiffany Johnson. We are going to have her on the show to hear how this miraculous story even happened. Coming up here in 3 minutes.
We are the show.
This is our city, the Queen City, and even if you're in South Carolina, or you're up in Asheville or Boone, or you're all the way up in Winston where we get calls from, you're all part of this radio family, the MRL show, and we're all one city.
That is very true. And we're about to have someone from our radio family join the show to tell her story about when she was traveling and she was vacationing in the Bahamas and how she came face to face with a shark. Now, we're gonna air this. We recorded this yesterday with her, and we're going to play it. And then right after that, we're also going to tell you how you can help her kids, Her kids are doing something really, really cool, and we want to be a part of it. And so listen very closely to what happened yesterday. This is Tiffany with the Manny Roy on the Red Morning Show. Tiffany, local right here in Concord, it's a blessing to even have you on our phones right now because you just went through an unbelievable experience.
Yeah.
You went on vacation and things went downhill very quickly. Can you tell us a little bit about what happened?
Yeah, my husband and I went on a cruise. Our last stop was Nassau, and we wanted to snorkel and parasail. And after parasailing, we jumped on a little boat and went out to a snorkel site. My husband and I were snorkeling for a good 20 minutes together, but he started to feel queasy, so he went back to the boat, and I just kind of stayed out there for a little longer. And it wasn't but 10 minutes after he went back to the boat that I felt a bump or a tug on my arm, and I casually looked to see what I had bumped into, and I was face-to-face with a shark. He had my arm in his mouth.
Wow.
And it was just surreal. I mean, we were just staring at each other for a few seconds because he was kind of just floating there waiting for me to make a move. And, of course, when I tried to pull back, that's when we began to struggle. But, you know, of course, fear was all over me. But when we began to struggle, I had this supernatural God-given strength that just rose up from inside. And I just remember thinking, I'm not going to die here. He is not going to take my life.
Yeah.
And I was able to pull away because he took my arm, but I swam away from him, praying the entire time. I screamed out, "Help me, Jesus!" You know, and I had my arms raised and swam back to the boat. My husband had jumped in after he heard me screaming and met me and kind of assisted me the last little bit. And I was able to get back in that boat. And I'm telling you, the minute I hit that boat, I had just the peace of the Lord so strong on me. It was tangible. I can't even explain it. It was just, it was amazing. And I actually was the one that was telling everybody what to do. I said, okay, get me a towel, get me something to stop the bleeding, you know, and they're running around.
Tiffany, how big was the shark? Do we know? Or
what kind of a shark?
Yeah. Do you know any of the details?
He was gray in color, and I could just remember those eyes because we were, you know, staring at each other. And he suggested it was a tiger shark just by the nature of how I described he bumped me and just the attack in general. And when I looked up some images of tiger sharks a couple days ago, I got up enough nerve, and it definitely resembles what I saw, and especially the eyes, because I looked up some other sharks. And it wasn't even close.
So nobody from the boat actually saw the shark until they didn't see anything until you are swimming towards the boat yelling for help.
Yes, until I started screaming, "Help me, Jesus." And, you know, they saw my arm raise. I started to elevate my arm as I was swimming. And, you know, they saw my arm was just mangled stone. So they didn't know it was a shark until I was on the boat because, you know, it could have been, I guess, anything at that point. But, you know, my husband, he was like, he pretty much knew it was shark, but he still jumped in those waters after me. He said all he could see was blood all around me, my arm just, you know, mangled, and he just, no fear, you know, just jumped right in. And, I mean, if that isn't love, I tell you what.
Yeah.
I'll say, because you know what, if he didn't, we'd all be making fun of him. It's an amazing story. Tiffany Johnson from Concord. Her story is worldwide.
Yeah.
The Today Show, British talk shows. It's an amazing story. Anytime anyone comes face to face with a shark and loses a limb.
Especially this way, she didn't even feel pain. She was calm. She.
It's a miracle.
It really is.
And we want to celebrate this miracle. And we found out that she has James and Tiffany have three beautiful children, Kylie, Luke, and Natalie. And they want to help mom pay her medical bills. She's got to get a prosthetic. Nothing is cheap.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to help the family raise some money today.
The kids wanted to start a lemonade stand. So we got the kids a location. We're going to be in Concord at the 7-Eleven right there at Concord Parkway South and Pitt School Road. And we're going to be out there from 11 to 1 today raising money. The kids are going to be stirring the lemonade, selling lemonade, and we're going to try to get mom some money for medical bills.
And I think it's important to note that the kids are, you know, pretty young and they don't know exactly all the details either. So if you're going to come out today, you know, all that they know is that mom got into an accident in the water. And that's pretty much all they need to know for now. Nobody wants to scare the kids.
Good point, Loren. Tiffany, James, we hope that's okay with you if we come out and help the kids make some lemonade and sell some lemonade for a couple hours to try and help you guys get your life back on track a little bit.
Yes, absolutely. It would be such a blessing, and we really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like you said, it's a miracle, and we're going to celebrate that today, starting at 11 o'clock up there in Concord. The community is going to come together for you. I really feel it. I can sense it.
Thank you so much. You guys have been a blessing, and what an amazing testament of how good our God is.
Thanks, Tiffany. I mean, you hear these stories all the time out of Florida, out of, you know, the Carolinas, off the coast of Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You never think it's going to happen to someone in Concord.
Right.
And when it does, we've got to come together for them. And we found out that the kids are doing the lemonade stand, and we thought it was just adorable that they want to help.
So if you want to come help these kids out, and also I think the mom's Tiffany is going to be there as well. All you have to do is go to the 7-Eleven in Concord. It's the one at the corner of Pitt School Road and Concord Parkway. Right across the street from the Walgreens. We're going to be there from 11 to 1. The kids are mixing the lemonade, and we're going to help them out and try to raise some money for mom.
And by the way, the kids don't know exactly what happened to mom. So I think it's important that, you know, when you show up, don't like ask questions out loud or anything
right.
like that. They just know mom had an accident in the water.
Yeah. They don't know the shark part.
There you go. So we'll see you, Concord. We don't make it up that way often. And when we do, we love being up there. And we know you guys will come together for one of your own. Tiffany Johnson, if you missed that chat that we had with her, you want to tell other friends or family members to go listen to it, we're putting it up right now on the website, kiss951.com. Let's
go. So Selena Gomez fans are all the buzz because a major superstar made a cameo in her Bad Liar video, and we all missed it. I'll tell you who it is coming up in the Dirty in 10 minutes.
Charlotte's Morning Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So, if you remember, we told you that Beyonce was handing out some scholarships. They're called Formation Scholarships. And she chose four young women to be the first people to receive those. And they will be awarded $25,000 to further their education. They had to maintain a 3.5 GPA. And they also had to write a essay on why Bay's lemonade inspired their educational endeavors.
I don't know. That's strange.
Why?
I mean, I like what Bay's doing. She's doing the scholarship thing, but like, then she forces you to tell us why you love lemonade. That would be like Loren saying, I'm going to pay for somebody's college, but just make sure you give me the last 25 what Loren likes and why you liked what I liked. You know what I mean? Like, it's like a weird...
It's a self-promotion.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Gene, show me a soda. That was strange.
Get out of my head, Roy.
Nah. But you remember Taylor Swift is the queen of this. Remember, she would... It's so funny. When she was promoting her 1989 album, she'd send gifts to her fans, and it'd be like 1,989 M&Ms.
Yeah.
Like everything was 1989 themed.
Yeah. It wasn't like remember when Nicki Minaj, she just gave away scholarships on Twitter.
So did Chrissy Teigen.
But they weren't asking for anything in return.
No.
Anyway, it's funny you should bring up Taylor Swift, Roy, because people are talking about a celebrity that was in the Selena Gomez video for Bad Liar that we all missed. Apparently, her bestie, Taylor Swift, did make a cameo, but not exactly. There's a poster of Taylor in the background, and all of her fans are freaking out. They've all screenshotted it and reposting that Taylor made some big cameo.
I had a dream last night that I was part of the squad.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You can be part of my squad, buddy.
Oh, thanks, Loren.
So
I have to write a 20-page report on why I like you to get in?
Yes, okay. And why you love our dirties. Liam Payne, he is reading some messages from online. Now, we've heard of mean tweets before, but Liam's taking it one step further. And if you've ever put a dirty message about him online, he's pulling those and sharing them with us.
Why are you so hot? I can't. My poor heart and weave are tired. Roses are red, violets are blue. When the beat dropped, panties did too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you know.
That's what I said to my wife. That was our wedding vow. That's so strange.
I'm sure that went over very well.
Yeah, it did.
DeMario from Bachelor in Paradise, he is now speaking out and saying that he wants the tapes released. I'm sure you've been following this whole scandal. Something happened that shut down production of Bachelor in Paradise, and he has actually lost his job over it because he's at the center of the controversy, but he thinks that if the tapes come out, that it will reveal that he is innocent.
Chris Harrison said the same thing. Well, not that he's innocent, but Chris Harrison said that there's...
Right. Chris said that there was a lot of misinformation out there, and for everyone to please just be patient while they kind of sort through everything. There were some reports that Bachelor in Paradise was going to be shut down indefinitely, and he's saying that might not be the case. Just let us work through it. Everyone be patient.
Okay.
That is your dirty.
Let's go and play Can't Beat Loren. 704-570-9595. She has 39 wins. Now, if my memory serves correct, I don't think she's ever been over 45.
Sounds about right. I don't think she's made it to 50. I think you almost made it to 50 and lost.
You lost. So you're getting pretty close, Loren. So you might actually have a chance on taking her down. 704-570-9595. Call now.
Hey, want to get on Kiss 95.1.
We lost our caller. She hung up, so we need someone to play right now. It's 704-570-9595. The first person through 18 or older gets to play Can't Beat Loren. Nicole is standing by. While we're waiting for our call, Roy, why don't you let everyone know what we're doing this afternoon? Because a lot of people might have just tuned in, and they're not aware of the cool lemonade stand that we're helping put on today.
Yeah, so Tiffany Johnson, local woman from Concord, she unfortunately got into an incident down in the Bahamas where a shark bit her. And so she needs a new arm, and it's going to be a lot of medical bills, and the kids wanted to help. So the kids, her kids are starting a lemonade stand at the 7-Eleven in Concord, right there at Pitt School Road across from the Walgreens. We're going to go out there with the kids, help them mix the lemonade, and sell some lemonade to help raise money for their mom. So if you want to join us, we're going to be out there from 11 to 1 today.
The 7-Eleven on Concord Parkway South. Loren, three kids, super cute.
Beautiful children. They're from 2 to 6.
Natalie, Luke, and Kylie.
Yeah.
And it was their idea to put together a lemonade stand to help mom, and we figured we would jump behind it too, because that's what the city's all about, is getting behind people and help. Because what do you looked up the price of a prosthetic arm?
It's like $100,000.
Yeah.
From the elbow down, she lost her arm in a shark attack.
And that's just the cost of the prosthetic. It's not, you know, the bills that she's already had and the surgeries. And not to mention, I mean, that's something you never get back.
Yeah. We shouldn't have to explain why you need to come out and help this awesome family. Yeah. Just do it today and come out and say hi to us. We'll be out there from 11 to 1 in Concord.
All right. So we have Jeannie from Waxhaw on with the Manny Roy the Ren Show. You want to play Can't Beat Loren?
Yes, we do. I have my kids with me also.
All right, Jeannie, who you got with you?
Jeannie?
I don't think she can hear us.
She can. Who's in the car with you, Jeannie?
Jeannie?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, do we lose her again?
Can't beat Loren's not meant to be. We lost. We lost Jeannie.
Nobody can beat Loren.
Can we get a backup for Jeannie?
Can anybody tell us if we're in a Mercury retrograde?
Okay, here we go.
That's where communication is bad.
All right, we have Amanda from Rock Hill. Amanda, do you want to play Can't Beat Loren?
Sure do.
Okay.
Can you hear us?
I can.
Yay.
Yay. Let's do this quickly before we drop Amanda's call.
Yes, kick her out of the studio.
Loren, go ahead and head out.
I'm going.
Loren is leaving the studio.
This is our communication tower trying to make connection with Amanda.
Ah, okay.
All right, Amanda in the Hill of Rock. Question number one, known for her voice as Dory in her popular daytime TV talk show. Rumor has it that things are finally over with her and her wife, Portia de Rossi. Who is that?
Ellen DeGeneres.
This hip-hop mogul who rose to fame in the 90s as one of the world's most well-known rappers would have turned 46 years old today after tragically being shot in 1996. Who is that?
Ooh. Repeat that one more time.
Sure. This hip-hop mogul who rose to fame in the 90s is one of the world's most well-known rappers would have turned 46 years old today after tragically being shot in 1996.
That's a hard one.
Yep.
That's a really hard one.
That's a hard one.
Two, one. Okay. It, just so you know, intern Tommy wrote them today, and he begged me to put that question in.
Why did you allow it?
Because I didn't want to tell him no.
Hard.
All right, here we go. Question number three. The third installment of the Despicable Me animated series will be released on June 30th. Which actor, known for playing Michael Scott from The Office, stars as the voice of the main character?
Steve Carell.
Part of Taylor Swift's squad, known for the songs Royals and Team, this singer just released a new album named Melodrama.
Lord.
Actress Elizabeth Banks recently apologized to director Steven Spielberg for some negative comments she made. True or false, Steven Spielberg directed the original Star Wars movies?
Oh, I don't watch Star Wars.
True or false? Three.
True.
Two.
Okay.
Okay, come on in, Lorraine.
Lorraine, it's going to be a tough battle against you and Amanda. Amanda got three correct.
Okay.
All right, question number one. Known for her voice as Dory in her popular daytime TV show, rumor has it things are finally over with her and her wife, Portia de Rossi.
Ellen.
That is correct. It's 1-1.
This American hip-hop mogul who rose to fame in the 90s as one of the world's most well-known rappers would have turned 46 years old today after being tragically shot in 1996.
Tupac.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Amanda did not know that one. 2-1.
It could have been Tupac or Biggie. I get them confused the years that...
Yeah. There was just something on TMZ that...
Listen, yeah. You're the diva. You know it. Question three. The third installment of Despicable Me is going to be released on June 30th. Which actor known for playing Michael Scott from The Office stars as the voice of the main character?
Is it Steve Carell?
That is correct. Currently 3-2.
Part of T-Swift's squad, known for her songs Royals and Team. This singer just released a new album called Melodrama.
Lord.
That is correct. It's 4-3.
The lesser known squad member.
Yes,
forget that Lord's
name. I know.
Name.
I never remember she's in it either. I just knew she dropped a new album.
Question number five. Actress Elizabeth Banks recently apologized to director Steven Spielberg for some negative comments she made. True or false? Spielberg directed the original Star Wars movies.
You know, I'm not a Star Wars person.
True or false?
True?
No!
Wrong! It is false. Amanda said true as well, so she got that incorrect.
George Lucas!
Final score, 4-3. Lorraine, you got 40 wins. Good
People
job.
Are screaming at their radios right now.
Lorraine, how did you not know that?
I know, I'm sorry. I honestly, I've seen a couple of them. Okay. I try to get into it. It's just not my deal.
I'm sorry.
All right. You know what I want to hear, Amanda, before we let you go today.
Oh, yes. I'm Amanda from Rock Hill, and I cannot beat Lorraine.
It's all right. I missed one, too.
All right. Have a great weekend, Amanda, okay?
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Get ready for the Legendary Friday free-for-all. It's coming up in just about 5 minutes.
Powered by McDonald's. Serving biscuits all day long. The Friday morning free-for-all starts now. Crank it up.
Hey,
let's flip the track, bring the old school back.
The Friday free-for-all. Kiss 95.1.
Everybody ready for the weekend at this point?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it's Fry-yay.
That's right. Fry-yay.
Fry-yay.
Still to come.
Thank you, Nelly, for ending us in style on the Legendary Friday free-for-all.
So Ariel Winters from Modern Family, she's celebrating love with her boyfriend by getting matching tattoos. I'll tell you what they got, and warning, it might make you hungry. It's coming up in 10 minutes in the dirty.
Charlotte's Morning Show.
Kiss traffic.
So it's Father's Day this weekend, and we want to hook up your dad right now. 704-570-9595. We got tickets to the Charlotte Knights game. Charlotte Knights was nice enough to give us a whole row for the dads. On top of that, one lucky dad's going to be selected to be an honorary grounds crew member to go out and rake the field. So 704-570-9595, call number 9 right now.
Good morning, boys and girls.
Maybe. Just had the guys from Super Troopers in here. That interview will be up on the web here shortly, kiss951.com.
All right, so Ariel Winters and her boyfriend, they are celebrating their love by getting matching tattoos, and it's not just one tattoo. They got matching tattoos of a heart split between their hands, and then they also got some small tattoos on the inside of their pointer fingers, which is a wedge of cheese and peanut butter.
Now, delicious. That might be the best tattoo combination I've ever heard.
Only if it's a scratch and sniff tattoo.
Yeah, but come on, food?
What a scratch and sniff tattoo?
On their finger, I mean, maybe. So this is apparently their nicknames for each other, which is why they got it. But they've only been dating for less than a year. I feel like that's a big commitment to get a tattoo with someone.
Agreed.
David Hasselhoff's daughter, she just joined a plea deal for her DUI, and in exchange, she's going to get 3 years probation, 90 days of an alcohol program, and pay a $390 fine. Now, this is you know, she was driving under the influence, of course, and just developing.
Is she a celebrity?
Well, I think maybe her dad is more of a celebrity.
Slow day.
Okay.
Slow day.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And if you're hitting the movies this weekend, you could go see Rough Night, which looks hilarious, or Cars 3. Now, Dean, of course, and Mainey went to go see Cars 3 this week.
Here's my four-year-old's review of Cars 3.
He loved it.
So, there's a derby, and it's called the Funner Hall Speedway. It's a hard question to dare each other. Aubrey, Dr. Damage, Chris Ramirez, and Rich Fritter, and Chris Ramirez, and Lightning McQueen, and,
I love what he does with the mic.
Yeah.
And Reaction Storm.
There you go. Those are all the characters.
He's still getting that mic thing together, right?
Yeah.
All right, I got a little What Loren Likes for you today, and I think you really like this one.
Okay.
We're going to do it?
Yeah, you can check it out at the website. If you're a healthy eater, it's Daily Harvest, and you can order some meal prep stuff that comes right to your house, and all you do is blend it. So.
It's smoothies made easy. I personally use it. It's actually what Roy likes, but I made her do it.
What Roy loves, what Loren likes. Yeah. Tiffany Johnson is a local woman from Concord who was attacked by a shark and lost her arm from the elbow down. Her kids are putting together a lemonade stand. The MRL show is going up to Concord today from 11 to 1 to stand behind the kids and help raise money for her medical bills. More details and our chat with Tiffany comes up in 8 minutes.
Hey, Kiss Traffic.
If you're like me, you're always looking for a new TV show to watch. Well, Netflix, they've always got the best new original series, and they just came out with a new one called Glow. It's the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling, and it's going to be streaming on Netflix starting June 23rd. It looks hilarious. It's from the women, or the people that brought you Orange is the New Black, and it's about women, everyday women that want to be wrestlers. It looks like a dream. This is a comedy that I want to watch. I've already set my calendar.
I remember watching Glow. It was a real thing in the 80s,
there,
like in
go.
The morning, Saturday mornings.
Let's relive it, people. June 23rd. Mark your calendars.